We need somewhere private. We're gonna help you.
Like combat training? I cock my head to the side.
Not quite.
He stifles a laugh.
Boys like you don't make good fighters. You have a much narrower skill set. If you want to fit in, you'll need to put them to good use.
I don't have any combat skills. I look at the ground. I'm a decent cook, though. Is that what you mean?
No.
Lucius folds his arms.
Tell me something. Have you ever fucked a girl before?
What? I look up, my eyes wide.
Pussy. Have you ever fucked it?
Well, no. I've never done anything like that. I glance away, my face growing hot with embarrassment.
That's what I thought. It's pretty obvious.
He smirks.
But that's okay. In fact, it's great. That makes you more valuable.
Valuable?
Yep. Purity is prized here. If you can't be a powerful soldier, then you can be the opposite, a sissy boy.
I don't respond. My jaw drops, and I take a step backward.
Don't be afraid. You want men to like you, right? This is the best way to show your value. If you're a good boy, then they'll want to keep you around.
Cuh, cocksucker. The word falls from my lips.
That's right, Marcus. If a smaller man wants the protection of a bigger man, he needs to show obedience. He needs to demonstrate how useful he can be.
My mind reels while I stare up at their lopsided smiles. This is sick. This is wrong. There's a word for the kind of man they're describing. Pathicus. A cocksucker. A bitch. Being a pathicus means being at the bottom of Roman society. These men are weak, horny degenerates. They kneel down, opening their mouths and allowing more powerful men to defile their bodies. They're worse than prostitutes. A pathicus doesn't do these dirty things for money. He does them because he enjoys them. They're depraved to the core. They willingly surrender the masculine power they were born with. It's an affront to manhood. Men exist to fuck, never to be fucked. I can't. That's sick and wrong.
Is it?
Magnus moves in and lifts his arm.
Touch it.
Without thinking, I place my hand atop his bicep. He flexes the muscle, causing it to soar into the air. It's like witnessing a mountain sprouting from the ground. It's hard, rugged, and tall. The peak is sharp and pronounced, almost like he's got a bicep within a bicep. My eyes widen as I instinctively squeeze. There's barely any resistance. It's like touching stone. There's so much strength packed in this muscle, so much power. My eyes just stay locked on the shape. I can't look away. That curvature, it's mesmerizing.
Yeah, just keep looking at it. Every man's body is crafted by nature for a purpose. Our physiques proclaim our place in the male hierarchy. Some are natural leaders, while others are natural followers. This is normal. This is right.
Follower, I whisper, while my eyes grow glassy and distant.
Kiss it, Marcus. Just try it and see how it feels. There's nobody else watching. We're alone.
Lucius slips his hand behind my head and lowers my face toward Magnus's bicep. I make no effort to resist. In fact, I move with his pressure. My lips touch the hot skin, pressing into the firm muscle. I'm not sure why, but I open my mouth a bit, allowing my tongue to lap at the exposed flesh. It tastes earthy and salty, like dirt and dried sweat. In the back of my mind, I know I should pull away and rebuke these men. I can't, though. This taste. It's making my mouth water. I feel a stirring between my legs. Urgh. I let out a confused groan.
You're okay, buddy. Just keep licking the muscle. Everyone is drawn to strength. Women see me and crave protection. Men see me and feel envious. But weak boys like you, they feel something much filthier.
That's right.
Lucius keeps his hand on the back of my head, forcing me to stay in contact with the muscle.
Sometimes it takes a bit of help for you to accept yourself, though. You need to feel a man's power raining down. It'll awaken your true yearnings.
I feel good. The awkward words spill from my lips. Lucius relaxes his grip, allowing me to pull away. I just keep staring at Magnus's bicep while he flexes in and out. It's shiny from all my spit. What if someone finds out about this? I look up at him. What will happen to us?
Nothing will happen to me and Lucius.
He smirks.
It's respectable to own a boy. It's a sign of authority. For you, though, things are different. If our commander discovered a cocksucker in our cohort, he'd be furious. Sissy soldiers would be an embarrassment to Rome. If you're lucky, you'd be expelled from the military and publicly shamed. If you're unlucky, then you'd be beaten.
What?
It's happened before. The penalties are severe if Apathicus unleashes his depravity while serving the Emperor.
But you'll be fine. Everyone knows there are certain boys here who need to be used. It's unspoken. As long as the commander never finds out, everything will be okay. You'll get to enjoy yourself, and no soldier will dare mess with you. You'll be under our protection.
Yeah, you'll be our property. We don't let people vandalize our belongings.
Magnus reaches out and strokes my hair.
This can be our little secret. Nobody has to know.
My mind reels. What they're saying goes against everything I stand for. This would dishonor my family name. The risks are extreme. But I want them to like me. I'm a lost sheep, and they're the shepherds. There are major benefits for everyone involved if I do this. And that body... My eyes trace over his tan, full pecs before gliding toward his abs. I look down at the leather loincloth he wears. There's a bulge. And it's so big! I glance between my own legs to see something unsettling. I'm hard. It must have happened while kissing his bicep. I don't think I'm Apathicus, but my heart is beating so fast. Part of me wants to keep experimenting. It wants to keep exploring their bodies. If I do this, I'll have to be careful. I can only suck when we're in private. Maybe they're right, though. I can just let them be in charge. It's in their best interest to keep an asset like me safe. They won't want the commander to ever know. Maybe we can try. Just once to see how it feels. Then I can decide. Is that okay? I shift my gaze between them.
Of course. Just a little taste. One bite of the apple.
A wide smile stretches across Magnus's face.
Come closer. Kiss my chest.
I move in, gazing at the curvature where his pecs meet. Kissing another man's chest. There's something so emasculating about this. I want it, though. I want to feel that hot, hard muscle on my tender lips. They touch against his skin. His body heat smolders on my mouth while my tongue laps at his flesh. That salty, masculine taste, I can't get enough of it. It's doing something to me. I feel dreamy and dizzy.
That's a good boy, nurse on the nipple.
He pushes me lower and forces my lips to latch onto one of his hard, tight nipples. The nub scrapes against my tongue while I suck like a baby goat. Fucking hell, what am I doing? What would my parents think if they could see me right now?
It's my turn.
Lucius grabs me by the hair.
Kneel.
He rips me away and shoves me to my knees.
Lick the abs.
I obey, tracing my tongue over the narrow contours of Lucius's stomach. The skin is soft and smooth, but it feels so thin. There's no fat here, only muscle. His hard abs press against my tongue, silently proclaiming his power and authority. This is why I'm kneeling for him. He's so strong. I need to show why I'm worthy of his protection.
Damn, your tongue is warm.
Lucius looks up at the sky.
Once we're deployed, we won't have access to the bathhouse anymore. You'll have to lick us clean.
Yeah. I whisper.
Address me with some goddamn respect.
He looks down and grabs a fistful of my hair, causing pain to sear across my scalp. Yes, sir. My eyes water.
That's better.
He relaxes his grip and allows me to continue lapping at his abs. Between my legs, my cock is hard as a rock. It's poking up through my tunic, creating a miniature version of the tents back at camp. Sir, can I please get naked? It's getting so hot.
Yeah. Take off your clothes, show us your body.
I rise and step back. The men watch while I unfasten my belt and allow it to fall. I pull my tunic over my head, tossing it aside while my hard cock springs free. It points up at the clouds, the tip already glistening with lust.
Your body is frail.
And your cock is so tiny.
Is it really? I look down at my swaying organ.
Yeah, We'll show you what a real man's cock looks like.
They both slip their fingers into their leather loincloths, dropping them to the ground. My eyes grow wide. And for some reason, my mouth begins salivating. Their soft cocks are dense and heavy, hanging down past their huge balls. It's like I'm staring at something inhuman. The tubes are wide and elongated with thick pink caps at the tip. A network of purple veins extends beneath the surface, guiding my eyes up and down the shafts. I alternate my gaze between them. Magnus's cock is thicker and more tan, while Lucius's is longer and lighter. Magnus's cock emits a primal level of aggression, while Lucius's is elegant and composed. It's true, though. My cock is so small in comparison. Their soft cocks are larger than mine even when fully hard. Everything about me is so weak. I'm inadequate. Thank you for showing me. I collapse to my knees in the dirt. I've never seen a real man's cock before. This is all so new to me.
Don't worry, buddy. You're in good hands now. We'll teach you how the world works.
Magnus reaches out and pets my hair.
Kiss our cocks. Show us what a useful boy you can be.